Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some changes that might be coming to the way your milk checks are calculated. There is a proposed change that we move back to the higher of the Class 1 mover as it used to be early in the revision to the milk marketing order. That higher of the Class 3 or Class 4 mover was utilized for the first 20 years of the revisions to the milk marketing order and then changed by a recent farm bill. Since that change, it probably hasn't been the most advantageous option for our dairy producers, as many people have calculated that it's probably cost us somewhere between $800 million and maybe $1 billion per year to our dairy farmers collectively across the United States. There's also some other changes that may have some impact on our milk checks, including some changes to the milk allowance, as well as some changes to Class 1 differentials. In total, will this be a positive thing or a negative thing to a dairy producer's check? Most analysis have shown that it will be a positive thing in increasing the level that dairy farmers are paid for the raw milk they're shipping. Just encourage our dairy producers that are independent and have the opportunity to vote that they do that by December 31st. Others that market their milk through a qualified cooperative need to try to influence their cooperative on which way to cast ballots. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.